Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, there is a radio station owner, great guy, I keep playing phone tag with him for weeks, I talked to him years ago, who put me on in Southern California going into San Diego and several other cities. He's a Texan, and he just got a new radio station, 1330 AM, out of Cameron, Texas. And I just thought, hey, I'll tune into that today. Driving into work, and guess who I heard? I heard Derry Brownfield coming in pretty good in South Austin in my car. It's in Cameron. It covers quite a few towns. Cameron's way outside Austin, but it covers large portions of Austin. Very good. Starts cutting down a little bit in South Austin, but it's nice to be on during the week in Austin again. I'll do a Sunday show on KLBJ. They wanted me to do a weeknight show and syndicate it out of there, and I just said, look, I can't do another show 5 days a week. So let's do a syndicated show on Sunday, and that's been very successful. Very thankful to all our affiliates out there that are picking that up. But very excited to have a KM... IL, I believe that's the right call it is. I'm going from memory. I ought to get that station owner on, because that's really important to be able to be heard in Austin. Pretty good in your car, not too good inside your office, but hey, it is better than nothing, and it's a great station with a great lineup, and it's carrying a lot of Genesis broadcast. So we are very excited about that, and I want to get the station owner on the show as a guest. He wants me to cut some liners. I was looking for him in my email. I don't know if Ted sent me those yet. But I want to have him on the show because we've got a lot of great affiliates out there. Some of them are very near and dear to me, like the Sunshine Network in upstate New York. We've been on like 8 years. KCXL, we've been on about 8 years. Stations like WBCR, we've been on 8 years. And a few others we've been on 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of others. But just to have one in Austin, because this goes back to LBJ, speak of the devil. When he became a congressman, made sure that about half the licenses for radio that should be given out for Austin were given out. And this is part of the mainline history books. And he made sure that only one TV station was given out. Until the mid-70s, there was one TV station in Austin, and that was, it's now the Fox affiliate. And then that monopoly got broken up. My mother, growing up here, only had one TV station. They'd go visit family in Dallas and see 5, 6 stations and thought they'd gone to Valhalla. Can you imagine having... But my mom said it was weird because they'd air like the news back-to-back. You get ABC, CBS, and NBC News back-to-back. Some nights if the Johnsons felt like it. Sometimes if he was out at the ranch and wanted to see something, he'd call the TV station up and say, play that newscast again. I mean, it was like his own little private tinker toy. And he owned KLBJ, not owned by him anymore. You wouldn't hear me on there. Well, I bet Lady Bird was flopping around in her last days hearing me on there. If you said one word about the Johnsons, you were fired in 2 seconds. but I'm already digressing. So there's not as many talk stations. There's really only two in Austin. And KLBJ is big all over the state. It's one of the top, it's in the top 5 stations in the state, listener-wise. It's you can hear it in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, everywhere. It's got a great... broadcast thing, but to be on 1330 is just so amazingly exciting because you can hear it in your car pretty darn good. A lot of areas Austin, it comes in crisp and clear. But see, I hadn't tested it when I was listening to Genesis programming to hear Genesis shows on blasting in. But like I said, it's exciting. So 1330, I am done salivating over that. Dr. Michael Coffin will be our guest when we get back on the other side. But that is just so thrilling to in this town where we've woken up so many people and where so many people watch the TV show and tune in on the Internet or the local micros on 90.1, doing a great job during the week, but to at 100.1. But to be on the AM, that is exciting. To get past the Johnson blockade in every way. I mean, I'm on KLBJ getting past their blockade. And I want another station coming into Austin, getting around the blockade. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's got a new documentary film out. It's Global Warming or Global Governance. And we had him on for about 20 minutes last week, but I wanted to have him up for a full hour today. And then we're scheduled to have Aaron Russo's widow, Heidi Gregg, on to talk about him about for about 30 minutes in the next hour. So that's coming up as well. And in the last 30 minutes, I'm going to talk about economic issues and what is happening right now with the stock market, with the dollar, with the inflationary bubble. Big article up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Stock market will eventually collapse. Also, a big story going up on Jones Report in the next hour or two, JonesReport.com, with a big rundown of the events and what's going to be happening in association with We Are Change and others in New York on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And I'll be there the 8th through the 11th. I'll depart on the 12th, and we're going to be premiering Endgame up there in New York, and all proceeds go to firefighters and police. I'm not even handling that. It's just going to them there with the ticket proceeds. So I get not a zip, not a nickel. I want to make that clear. I'm not saying, oh, we're good, we're giving them money, but I just want to make that clear so you know that it goes to them. Continuing here, this is so important because I talked about Neil Bortz in the last hour, a big national talk show host, attacks us almost every day. He gets up there and he says, oh my gosh, Anwar's the size of a quarter up in Alaska compared to a big area rug in your living room, and it won't hurt the environment to drill, but the environmentalists are stopping us from drilling. But then we have the oil company documents where there's so much oil that they created the fraud of peak oil 12 years ago. Dutch Rothschild financed it through Russian and British and U.S. scientists. That's public. They've been caught. No debate. I mean, caught. It's staged. There's too much oil. And they also financed the major environmental groups to actually go shut off other areas of, say, clean-burning coal in Idaho. We could run the country for hundreds of years. That was a big thing that Clinton did, Idaho and into several states below it. They run all sorts of scams, and they only allow a paltry amount of oil to come out of Alaska, and 80-plus percent of that, depending on the year. Some years it's 80%, some years it's 85%. It fluctuates on a really daily basis, but 80-plus percent goes to Asia. So it's a planned economy. And so we're not saying the environment doesn't have problems. What we're saying is that the modern mainline environmental movement was founded by the Rockefellers, is all pushed by eugenicists. It's neo-feudalism, and they say this in UN documents. And the man that we interviewed for like 3 days when he was here for Endgame, and who you see throughout the film on multiple issues because it's all tied together, is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And his new video, a presentation, is extremely powerful, Global Warming or Global Governance. And it is Dr. Michael Kaufman, Ph.D. in Forest Ecology. It's 1 hour, 16 minutes long. It is available at Infowars.com, by the way. But Dr. Kaufman, thank you for coming on with us again.
I am always happy to come on with you, Alex. It's always a good show.
I know most of our audience are experts on this because they've heard you and many other people who've been on the inside of this studying it throughout the years. But for the general public tuning in for the first time, can you break down what the globalists, who they are, what their agenda is, and how they're using environmentalism, and what the global tax is and what it's going to mean?
Over the last 100 years, almost 150 years, there have been the royalty of Europe and the international industrialists and the financiers, primarily the banking financiers, excuse me, that have created a monopoly, basically, on a lot of different areas of trade, international trade, and so forth. And they've become extremely powerful, and they are looking towards actually controlling everything. Just as you were describing about big oil, they're looking to control almost every aspect of our society, how you and I can behave, what we can do, what we cannot do. It's called the global cartel. Carol Quigley wrote about them back in the 1960s that basically defines the fact that they are a globalist effort that bring all power unto themselves. They're using the United Nations as an affront. If the United Nations doesn't work, they'll discard it and create something else in order to maintain this control over us. And they're using a variety of different international treaties to establish the international law and the bureaucracy that is not accountable to the American people or to anybody else in the world, that will define what we can and cannot do. Much of this is actually outlined in what is called Agenda 21 that came out of the 1992 Earth Summit.
Our listeners are always wanting to know more about that. And since I covered it 10 years ago and you've been covering it forever, later in this hour, make sure you set some time aside, Doctor, to kind of focus in on exactly what Agenda 21 is. In fact, you can get into that now if you'd like.
Well, Agenda 21, I think, is a 42 chapter document that basically defines everything about what we can and cannot do in the world. Literally, it defines our social morals. It defines exactly what we can do, what kind of activities we can have, what kind of property rights we can have. It defines almost everything. It's a soft law. In other words, it doesn't have teeth to back it up, but they attempted to actually implement it by creating and bringing in what is called the Earth Charter, which is a religious document that defines based on religious purposes.
Would you call it a game plan or manifesto?
Yes.
Or blueprint?
It's a blueprint. It's really what it is. And it literally, if you read it, it is incredible reading.
Well, I mean, reading biological diversity treatises and other things that I got directly from the library. What's the particular one? I've got it in Road to Tyranny, where they say we need to reinstitute human sacrifice on a mass scale.
Yes. In fact, the documents that we gave the U.S. Senate back in 1994 to stop the ratification of the Biodiversity Treaty actually talked about the fact that there were human sacrifices as a way of
by the way, we're not joking. These are official UN documents that say we can stage wars, old societies did human sacrifice, that's a good idea. I mean, these are nuts.
They really are. And they actually have a plan to reduce the world population from the 6.5-7 billion people now down to 1 to 2 billion people. They say it has to be done. And those of you who are net consumers and so forth are going to be the ones that go. It was very interesting, Alex, when this first came back out in the 1990s, and I was just getting started and I wasn't very well known, I had a chance to talk with some mid-level environmental leadership and so forth and at dinners and so, and I've asked them, why is it that you want this to do, want this to happen, and you will volunteer yourself up for this on the altar of sacrifice? And they, to the very person, it was 5 or 6 people that I did this to, and every single one of them looked at me with shock and basically said this, that we need to be around to make sure it gets done right.
Exactly. They're going to have all the resources. They're special. They're going to... These are the sickest filth, and they are so arrogant and waddle around, and I just want to knock their teeth out. Because, I mean, these are aggressive wannabe killers. These are wannabe Nazis. The Nazis were big into environmentalism.
Well, very big into environmentalism. In fact, they were very much into the occult. Most people don't realize that because you won't find it in your history books, but if you dig down into some of the original documentation behind Hitler... And many of the Nazi leaders.
Yeah, that's even on mainline TV now. In fact, going back, particularly the names of those UN documents and charters where they call for the human sacrifice, because I want to, I mean, my memory failed me. What's the specific document?
The one that I gave to the U.S. Senate to stop the ratification of the treaty was called the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment.
That's the one I've got, yeah.
Right. And I can't remember what page it's in. I could probably find it again, but...
It's in Road to Tyranny. Official UN public stuff. You can go get it at the library. I went to the library. Somebody mailed it to me, and I didn't want to believe it. I couldn't believe it, so I went to the UT library, and it took like 3 hours, and they went back in the stacks and brought it out. Official UN seals.
Yes, absolutely, and we need to recognize that these people are very serious about what they're doing, and they think that the only way that they can survive with them being in control... And this is what there's no intention of the leadership and the climate leadership and so forth for them to take the draconian actions to cut back on their use of carbon and so forth as they're demanding that you and I do. And that's right in this DVD that we're going to be talking about here in the next 45 minutes, that these people have no intention of ever doing any of the things they're demanding us to do. They are elitists.
Let's just get into it right now. We covered this last week, but it's so important. People hear, oh, my gosh, greenhouse gases, they're going to kill us. But it's the ultimate joke because carbon dioxide is one of the two keys to all life on this planet. Can you break that down?
Absolutely. In fact, it's really a miracle gas when you get down to it. The more carbon dioxide that we have, the better plants grow, trees, shrubs, flowers, and food crops. It's been a proven fact now. They'll try to deny it. They'll try to throw out research that denies it and so forth, but it's always discredited.
Also photoplankton, that's the key to the entire food chain in the ocean.
That's correct. Absolutely. And the carbon dioxide, if you double the carbon dioxide, as they're predicting to happen in the next 90 years or so, you will actually increase food production by 20 to 50%. It is a major, major benefit to mankind in the fact that it can provide food to poor and starving nations and so forth, those people that we cannot do with fertilizers and genetic improved materials and so forth. It is a free fertilizer, in effect, in order to increase food crop. But they don't want that. They want people to starve. And it is ironic that in this particular global biodiversity assessment, this United Nations document, it actually says that we have to reduce the amount of fertilization, we have to reduce the amount of biogenetics materials and so forth, because it hurts planet Earth. And therefore, and they admit right in their document that if they did that, it would reduce the food production by at least one half.
Now, Doctor, I wanted to bring that
food production.
That's an incredible statement there. Let's come back and get more to that after break. And also, some of the studies I've seen about gas loss into space. We know that the gravity pull holds much of the atmosphere in, but we know that, as with Mars, it lost its atmosphere, and that the Earth does lose atmosphere every minute, and that actually it is life forms here regenerating, quote, greenhouse gases that continue to bolster our atmosphere. And so I want to understand this tax on life and a literal tax on the planet's life force, that living sheep that living ribbon of life that's on the surface and in the atmosphere. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman on the other side.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 29, 2007, gold 687. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices and the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest. The film Global Warming or Global Governance, available at InfoWars.com right now or by calling 888-253-3139. It is powerful, and it's very simple the way he lays it out. Lay it out for us, but before you do that, let's get into Well, we're talking about cutting food production by half. That is going to get rid of at least 20-30% of the population. We already have millions starving to death a year conservatively, Dr. Kaufman. And then on top of that, the scientists say we need the life forms, plants and animals producing more gas, because aren't we losing and leaching gas into space?
Yes, we are, on a very constant basis. As you indicated before the break, Mars has basically lost its atmosphere for two reasons. First of all, it doesn't have the gravitational pull, but secondly, it did not have any life forms on it to replenish that gas and to keep it going. And as a consequence, it has lost its atmosphere, while the Earth still has an atmosphere, a lot of oceans, a lot of water. Water vapor makes the atmosphere heavier, and it helps keep things down, as it were. But otherwise, we would start losing a lot of these gases, and it would become more and more difficult for life here on Earth.
But the big studies I've seen show that compared to 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, that we're actually in an oxygen and carbon dioxide starved level.
Yes.
Why would the elite want to block the blooming of key gases?
You know, I make that very point in the DVD, is that carbon dioxide is almost a miracle gas. We can go up to 5 or 6 times the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, and it would only provide better health to our environment and better health to our plants and better crops and so forth, more food production. Everything else it's a positive. There are almost no negatives.
Instead, we've had a tiny fractional increase. This is
a fractional increase, and it's meaningless, but yet they have spent over $50 billion. $50 billion since 1989 trying to make this link between mankind and carbon dioxide and so forth and global warming. They have not been successful. You look at most scientists, they will basically say that the linkage between man-made carbon dioxide and so forth and global warming is very tenuous at best. Less than half of the scientists, contrary to what you hear by Al Gore and everybody else, less than half of the scientists that have any knowledge about what's going on at all will tell you that we do not know enough about global warming to be creating policy. Most of those people that are on the other side of the fence believe it's a natural cycle. And this is what's irritating to those people who have really looked at the science hard, is that if you go back 450 to 600,000 years, just like Al Gore did in his big 30-foot screen in his Inconvenient Truth, you will see carbon dioxide and temperature. You will not see them superimposed, but you will see them one under the other, basically making the claim that there is a high correlation. Well, there is a high correlation, but that does not necessarily mean cause and effect. I can tell you right now with 100% certainty that there's 100% correlation that every person who breathes air is going to die. Right?
Yes.
Think about it for a second. Every person that breathes air is going to die. Eventually, in 60 or 70 or 80 years, we're going to die. And we breathe air. That's 100% correlation. However, that doesn't mean there's a cause and effect, because you all know as well as I do that if we didn't breathe air for more than 10 minutes, we would be dead right away. So there is no cause and effect. Just because there is a correlation doesn't mean there's a cause and effect.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, they just had the big global warming swindle documentary,
yeah,
and many others with top climatologists, scientists, top ice scientists, top planetary scientists, sun scientists, you know, all the experts out there who study these things, and all the disciplines agree, which is very rare, that there is a cause and effect. Things heat up. There's a life bloom, and within 600 years, you see an increase in carbon dioxide output.
Exactly.
And so that's the correlation, is that
that's
heat causes more life.
That's exactly right. And what we see when you do this analysis and actually superimpose these two graphs, the United Nations doesn't superimpose them, Al Gore doesn't superimpose them. Why? Because if you superimpose them, you would immediately see that carbon dioxide changes occur after the temperature changes. And it's for primary two different reasons. One of them is you just described. You have more growth, you will have more plants and so forth, and you're emitting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. But as much as anything is that the ocean begins to warm, and the ocean is a huge carbon dioxide sink. And the warmer it becomes, the less carbon dioxide it can hold. And it actually causes a release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere as it warms up.
Which then accelerates the photoplankton, it accelerates the entire chain, and you have a huge life bloom. Oh my gosh, isn't that horrible? It's a summertime for the planet, folks. It's good. But no, we need a global tax to counter that. Stay with us, Dr. Kaufman. By the way, folks, you can comment right now in the message board for questions to Dr. Kaufman, and I'll ask him the questions on air.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest for the new film, Global Warming or Global Governance. I'm looking here at the message board comments. Question says, Alex, take it easy on me and other soldiers. When I talk about soldiers with 80 IQs that will confiscate guns and do things, I'm talking about the bad ones. That they lowered standards, and they're admittedly recruiting people with criminal records, gang members. I should be clear on that. But no, we support good constitutional military. And we support not feeding the troops into meat grinders over there by design that are only meant to demonize the United States and bring in the one world government. It's all part of a larger plan. We'll be taking questions for Dr. Michael Kaufman there on the message board. If you go to forum.prisonplanet.com, it says live questions for Alex Jones, live show forum. And later in the last 30 minutes of the show today, I'm going to go through some of the other questions. There's hundreds a day there. I can only cover a few of them. But the good thing is when you ask those questions there on the site, then there's a lot of really smart people listening to this show, and you get all sorts of interesting answers. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong, some of them are part right. There's big discussions there, and I really like all the activity going on in the, I think there's like 15-something thousand posts now in the forum, and we're really excited about that and glad that people are using it there. Dr. Michael Kaufman, please continue with the line that you were going over there.
Well, we were talking about carbon dioxide and temperatures and the fact that carbon dioxide always follows temperatures by a few hundred years. In almost every case, if you go back to 450 to 600,000 years, that Al Gore goes back, the United Nations goes back, and if you superimpose this, you will see this very literally, and I talk about this in the actual video, and the realization that carbon dioxide has never driven temperature, the Earth's temperature, has always been the reverse. But you don't hear about that in your evening news or in your newspapers. Always this hysteria that we're causing, the carbon dioxide is causing global warming and we must do something about it. Well, folks, the way they want to do something about it is to impose a supranational organization over the top of us that will basically control all carbon emissions. And as we've talked about and you have mentioned a couple times, that carbon dioxide is the lifeblood of this planet. And if they control that, they control everything, literally, our economy, everything else. And that's why they're so desperate. They are so desperate in trying to convince you that unless we control this carbon dioxide, we're all going to die.
And then they can literally, in fact, even mainline, the New York Times called it a tax on breathing. This is literally what it is.
It really is. And, you know, you can take this to the extreme, and I doubt that this is going to happen because it would really start stirring people up, is that by your life, by your living and so forth, you are a pollutant causer. And as a consequence, you could be taxed, you could be held in the criminal.
Well, actually,
activity.
That's what they're saying. They have said that first we're going to get taxes on carbon emitters like cars, lawnmowers, airplanes.
Yeah.
But they've now announced in U.S. and British papers, Fox News endorsed it. Fox News said children are bad. Having more than one or two is bad, and there should be a tax on having children. Well, in 1975, the one-child policy started as a tax on more than one child, and then in 1981, it became under IMF and World Bank agreements. George Bush Sr., by the way, as ambassador to China, pioneered this. It's in State Department Memorandum 2000, where they come in with this whole plan. And that's what the Chinese model is. So at first they just call it a tax on more than one child. This is the one-child policy. They're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I'm really concerned about is if they don't like you, I mean, it could eventually come to this. I doubt that it will. But if they don't like you, they can hold you for criminal activities because you breathe. Literally. Because they're very close to declaring carbon dioxide a pollutant. If they declare the polar bear endangered, what we're going to find out is that the carbon dioxide is causing the melting of the polar ice cap and so forth, and therefore it's a pollutant, and then the doors are flown wide open to control almost everything that we do.
Well, they have a Penn and Teller piece, and Penn and Teller can lie about 9/11 and a few other issues, but they tell the truth on, and in fact, cue that up. Let's play a minute or two of that, if you can find it, John. I'm always throwing John in front of the bus and asking him to do something on the spur of the moment to find it, you know, putting him in the spotlight or on the spot, as they say. But they go out and they give the scientific term for water, and they say, shouldn't we ban that? And everybody says, ban it. Yeah, ban it right now. I mean, that shows the ignorance of the public. I'm sure you heard about Miss Teen USA from South Carolina being asked, why can't one-fifth of Americans find the U.S. on a map? And she couldn't even talk. She just babbled.
Yeah.
I mean, they have really dumbed people down by design.
Yes, they have. And, of course, that goes right back to their educational policy back to the 1920s, even the 1910s, to our deliberate attempt to begin to dumb down our educational system so that we have nothing but people who they can pour information into. Has nothing to do with education. It has everything to do with indoctrination.
Dr. Kaufman, there's a question here, and I never brought this up to you. They say, what about chemtrails? Now, we know that some people think every condensation trail is some secret chemical trail, but clearly there have been thousands of declassified admissions of high-altitude, low-altitude spraying, weather modification. I've had the father of weather weapons, a meteorologist, Ben Livingston, on, who got Stanford Research Labs in 66 to certify that they can control hurricanes, create them or kill them or weaken them. We know there have been, you know, newscasts where the government has admitted, okay, we're doing a secret program. Textbooks are now saying there's a secret program to, quote, spray the sky as a sunscreen to keep us safe. I mean, have you looked into that?
Yeah, I've only basically looked into it. I really have not studied it. I really don't have the qualifications to address that issue. I am very concerned about it, but there's unfortunately only a limited amount of one person could do at a time, so I'm not the right person to ask.
Absolutely. I mean, these things were all so specific. All I know is in 1996 and before, a jet trail would normally form in the winter or fall. It would form above 20,000 feet. It would disappear in a minute or so. Now I can sit out in the backyard in the middle of the summer day and watch trails at 5,000 feet, and I just don't, and I don't know why they stay there for 5 hours.
Right. It's a long time. I think it's something that needs to be investigated. I'm very concerned about it, but I just don't have the knowledge to be able to address it.
Well, I mean, nobody really knows. It's really a mystery wrapped in an enigma. So we do need to investigate that. Think about what they're also going to do with all this global taxation power, with the trillions of dollars, and they say it would be trillions a year, that they would raise with this. What is the United Nations saying from your research that they're going to do with all this money?
Well, basically, they would be able to tighten down and be able to administer their treaties that they're called upon to do. And to do it, they need to set up a huge international bureaucracy. In fact, the European Union is attempting to get an environmental protection group together at the international level. It has been discussed since the mid-1990s to put it in the United Nations, and that would then be like the EPA, except it would be over the entire world, and you and I would be responsible to it, but we would have no input whatsoever into its activities. In other words, whatever the globalists decide to do, that's what you and I have to do, and we have nothing to say about it. We can't. There's no way of redress, nothing else. And this is what they want these trillions of dollars for, is to have this huge international environmental bureaucracy, social bureaucracy, financial bureaucracy, you name it. It's across every single segment of our society, and they want to have control over it with this international bureaucracy. It is horrendous. One thing that, and I don't support him on a lot of things, but one thing that I do support President Bush on is he refused the global tax back in 2002 at the Monterey Conference on Development Assistance.
But that's because he had to, because of conservative and libertarian and scientific pressure here.
Yes.
A week before he announced it, Jim Tucker got info out of Bilderberg 2007 that Bush was about to reverse himself. He announced on this show he would reverse himself and say he was for a global carbon tax, and now Bush has announced it just on time, and now they're pushing forward.
Yeah, I know. What we're seeing here is that if it doesn't work this year, they're going to try it. They'll put it in a different language or something like that, try it next year or the year after. These people have literally hundreds of billions of dollars to spend on doing, implementing their agenda. Most of it's taxpayers' money, believe it or not. Most of it you're supporting. You're supporting your own demise through your tax dollars. And what they're doing is, if it doesn't work this year, they're going to try it next year. It will keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back until they get what they want. They will, in the meantime, try to create this, like they are doing with this global warming thing, some sort of catastrophe to convince you that you have to do it. This Hegelian dialectic concept that they will then use to be able to move you off of where you are right now into where they want you to be.
How do we stop them? I mean, what's your take? What's your from studying this? What have you seen that's effective to expose these people? How do you see this fight playing out?
Well, you know, there's a number of directions, and I want to hit just on this global warming one for an example. One of the reasons I did this global warming one, and it is a very powerful DVD. I'm not in it very much. Most of it are scientists and politicians and experts and so forth that I have interviewed or had somebody else interview that gave me the footage. And in that, it describes exactly what is causing this warming and what is not causing this warming, and it's not man that's causing this warming. And the political reasons why they're advancing it, because the science of man-caused global warming is just almost non-existent. It's almost all computer model driven. And those computer models can't even account for half the variability that goes into determining what your climate's going to be.
Well, just last week, the computer models were
They had like 15 different ones at the NOAA website and the Hurricane Center. And out of 15 models, most of them had it hitting northern Mexico or south Texas. And only one model had it. Well, actually, one of the models got kind of close to where it actually went through Yucatan and then into southern Mexico. So even, I mean, 15 computer models, one of them was halfway right.
That's right. And if you take that as an example, you know about their accuracy. I'm glad we have them. You know, I do think that they have value.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot better than 100 years ago, not knowing when a hurricane was coming in and it kills 20,000 people in Galveston.
That's exactly right. I mean, they do have their advantages. However, they cannot be used for policy formulation.
And by the way, 9 times out of 10, those models are way off, and that's just dealing with one issue like a hurricane, not to mention the global interactions.
And speaking of hurricanes, there's this all of this clamor going on with hurricanes that the carbon dioxide is and global warming is causing hurricanes. That's bull. I can say that.
Well, I want you to be able to talk about that, but I mean, just piggybacking on that now before I forget. I mean, now if there's a puddle, they act like, I mean, I've had people calling me in Austin saying, are we all dead? Is Noah's Ark been built because we had a bunch of rainfall? No. I mean, they act like everything is the end of the world. Every tornado is the end of the world. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're absolutely right. And if you go back in history, you're going to find these kinds of events, droughts, floods, and so forth, all scattered throughout U.S. history for the last 200 years. It's nothing new. These things do happen on a periodic basis.
Well, 80 years ago, the Mississippi killed tens of thousands of people and destroyed, you know, from the top to bottom, all the cities around it.
Yes, yes. But to continue on with hurricanes, what we're seeing here is really a reoccurrence of what happened back in the 1930s, 40s, and early 50s. There were a lot more hurricanes in those 3 decades than there were in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We have been going through a very dormant period of hurricanes, and now we're coming back to normal. So what's all the excitement about? In addition, all your hurricane scientists, I think every single one of them, will tell you that global warming cannot cause an increase in hurricanes. And there's a very simple reason for this. Yes, your ocean temperature is warm, and that's a very key factor in hurricane formation and strength. However, according to the carbon dioxide theory, and I described this very clearly in the DVD, according to the carbon dioxide theory, at the mid-levels of troposphere, that's where carbon dioxide is supposed to be accumulating and causing the heat trapping. So the upper, or the mid part of the troposphere is supposed to warm faster than the surface of the Earth. Well, you have to have a strong temperature gradient between the surface or the ocean and the upper atmosphere in order to cause a hurricane. And what you're seeing here, according to the theory of carbon dioxide global warming, that would not happen. It would be just the reverse. You would have warmer temperatures than you would have at the surface, and you would not get any storms forming.
Well, that's what always, I mean, that's what forms, I mean, that's one of the basis of meteorology, is that it's the collision of different temperatures that causes the violent effects.
That's right. And according to the global warming models, all of these temperature gradients are diminished. They're not increased. And so you're going to have fewer storms and fewer hurricanes and so forth and so on, more.
We've actually been having milder winters.
Yes, we have. Isn't that nice?
And milder summers. And I go back and look at the numbers. They'll lie and call it the biggest drought ever. And you go back and look, and there was a 10-year one in the 50s or the 1830s that was even worse. I mean, it's endless lying and endless twisting and just unbelievable propaganda. A question for you. Have you ever seen the 1989 film, global warming film, After the Warming?
No, I have not.
I know I've seen films that were made back in the 70s where they claimed we were going to be an ice age by now.
Right. That's right. And that's, of course, in the DVD as well. As I talk about all the propaganda and so forth trying to tell us that we were having a next ice age. And it's the same group of people, the very same group of people back in the 1990s that were saying that we're going to have global warming. It's an agenda, folks. We're not having global warming, but it's all natural. It has nothing to do with man or man's activities.
Here's another question. Was the IPCC conference scientific or political?
It was totally political. 100% political. The scientists that were writing those, and this, of course, is explained in the DVD, I think, very well. The scientists really didn't have any choice in the matter. The actual summary for policymakers that you read in your newspapers and the evening news and so forth were written by politicians. They were written by bureaucrats. And they were actually telling the scientists what they had to say in order to support their summary for policy
makers. For those out there listening, say on 1330 AM that just turned us on in Central Texas, and they're going, what are you talking about? They claim that 2,000-plus global scientists have signed onto a paper saying global warming's man-made and it's going to kill us all if we don't have a world tax. Now, hundreds of those scientists have said, I wasn't even addressed. I wasn't even called. My name was just added. Others who were there said, I didn't agree. I just went to a meeting. And it turns out the UN just wrote that up, and the whole thing's a fraud.
Yes, the whole thing's a fraud. In fact, United Nations, for the very first time, and through political pressure or what, just this last week released all of the comments on this last set of comments, commentary and so forth that just came out this past year. And more than half of the comments were negative against what the United Nations was saying. And of course, Al Gore says there was 100% unanimity that all these scientists were proclaiming that man is causing global warming, when over half were saying that these statements were not correct.
Stay there with us in this next segment, and maybe one more. Then we're going to get Heidi on, the wife and mother of Aaron's children, his widow, joining us coming up in the next hour. Then key financial news in the last 30 minutes. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You just heard the ad here on the network, and they are an important sponsor of the broadcast. It is produced, grown, developed by the bees, secreted by the bees, and you get down to it. Royal Jelly. Everybody knows the nutritive effects of bee pollen when they secrete just the pollen before they eat it. and the royal jelly. And this is high quality, made in America at good prices. 877-327-0365 or saferjelly.com. Should buy it made in the USA anyways. Everything you see in the store is from China. And I remember years ago hearing about bad royal jelly from China, long before all the lead paint and the garbage and the rest of it, and how the Chinese, when you see Chinese honey, that really a lot of it's corn syrup mixed in, it's just, they run scams, folks. It's pretty much well known now. Well, go to saferjelly.com. There's also the bee shortage, you know, tied into all this. Just get safe American royal jelly. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365 or saferjelly.com. And also, don't forget eFoods Direct, the longest continual operating portable food company in the nation. They got a 2-month supply for an individual, which is something everybody should have. You should have that bare minimum. They've got the highest quality right here, grown in America. The bananas aren't. That's the only thing that isn't. It's American. It's clean, high-quality food. And this is who I've chosen to buy my affordable foods through. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. And you can't miss the big, huge banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Wonderful, folks. Give Steve Shank and eFoods Direct a call today, the J. Michael Stevens Group. Going back to Dr. Michael Kaufman and global warming or global governance, in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left here and the 5 minutes we've got in the next segment, break down any other key points about the film or about this monumental, as a scientist, and I'm not even a scientist, but I've interviewed a lot of other scientists, it's so simple that this is a scam, but for you it must be even crazier. I mean, what is it like for scientists like yourself and other scientists you talk to see this fraud going on?
Well, you know, it was back in the 1990s. I was actually leading a multi-million-dollar research effort in the effects of global warming on our nation's ecosystems. And I rubbed shoulders with many of these scientists that we talk about today, as well as the government bureaucracies and the environmentalists. And it became very obvious to me very quickly, and that's actually why I left my research position, is this was a fraud. There was no question about it. This is why I left my job, is to start trying to tell the American people that this thing is part of a huge agenda to create world government that will be on your backs and telling you exactly what you can and cannot do, because it was very obvious to me at that time that it was based on nothing but fraud, and there's nothing changed. In fact, the science has really gotten much stronger now to actually refute man-caused global warming, and they still ignore it. In fact, they just increase the shrill level because they know their time before the American people really wake up. And that's why I did this DVD. I started on this a moment ago, or during the last segment. That's why I did this DVD, to show you from the scientific standpoint, using real scientists. These are the same scientists that was on the Global Warming Swindle Channel 4 of England, that can tell you, walk you right through the real science of what's going on. And then on the end of this, I actually go into the global governance side of it. And I put it in a way that is not conspiratorial.
You use their own documents, their own video clips.
Their own documents and so forth.
This is why your film's so important. You don't just expose that global warming man-made is a fraud or that it isn't a bad thing anyways. You also go the step further and show the agenda behind it.
Yeah, show the agenda behind it in a way that the average person, and this is key, that the average person can start believing. If we come across too strong, they're just going to say we're back helicopter nuts and so forth. But if we do it this way, and this is reports I'm getting back, people who used to believe in man-caused global warming are now converts, they're skeptics, and they're furious that the government is trying to do this on them. And that's what we want to have.
Stay there. 5 more minutes with our guest, and we're going to get Aaron Russo's widow on. He, of course, passed last Friday, passed over, in a better place now. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour straight ahead. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.